FM.
COVID has been an incredibly tough time for everybody in South Australia, and it's nice to see the cloud lifting and normality coming back. A big thing was when the Christmas pageant left the streets of Adelaide and it moved into Adelaide Oval. Mm. Now, what a credit to the team to be able to actually put it on inside Adelaide Oval, and they did that very successfully.
They pivoted. Yeah.
They pivoted. They did what they had to do. But the good news is, folks, the biggest pageant in the Southern Hemisphere is back on the streets of Adelaide. The pageant director, Brian Gilbertson, who's also an opera singer, is on the line. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, all.
Oh, Brian, you were a star yesterday, and you became a feature of the project last night on Channel 10, courtesy of your singing.
Yes, I heard them having a chat about that and having a bit of a laugh. I was so surprised. I thought, how dare they?
What did you sing, Brian?
Well, you know, I was just prompted by the fact that the sun was out. There were beautiful clouds in the sky. We had this great news. So I just went for it and said, oh, what a beautiful morning. Mm. And, of course, I was in the mood. Actually, it is a really – this morning it's probably, oh, what an early morning. but we then went on and somebody asked me a question, and I said, well, I really can't tell you that because, you know, we'll give that news later in the year. But instead of saying we'll give that news later in the year, I was in a bit of a playful mood, and I said, can you keep a secret? And, of course, everybody laughed because none of them could. They would have gone out and blabbed it straight off. So I thought, nah, not going to tell them.
Brian, before we talk about the good news of the pageant, you used to be an opera singer. Can you give us some of your opera high notes?
Not this morning, thanks, Cozzy.
Brian, what boxes did you have to tick in order to bring the pageant back to our streets this year?
Well, not a lot. I think it's, you know, the whole thing has shifted. We're starting to get back to, I suppose, what people are calling a sense of normality. I don't think things will ever be normal again because we'll look at things differently and probably protect each other a lot more than what we did in the past. You know, I think gone are the days of just walking into rooms when you've got a cold and shaking someone's hand.
Mate, give us some stats on the pageant. The pageant here is a massive event. What are some stats that make you go, wow?
Well, you know, over 3,000 costume pieces have to be washed and ironed after the event. So that's quite enormous. You know, that takes up something like 15 boxes of washing powder. And, you know, we've got about 15 trucks that cart stuff up there and on the day. And we take all the props and everything up on the evening before. You've got close to 4,000 volunteers. So you've got 3,700 or 800 volunteers, depending on which year and what we're doing. I'd hate to think of the number of people who've seen it since 1933. It'd be in the millions. Numbers.
It would indeed. There's no doubt about that. And, Brian, can you tell us whether the pageant will be back to what it was a few years ago, or will it be a slightly reduced version of the street Christmas pageant as we know it?
No, full-on street pageant. It'll go from South Terrace up through to Victoria Square, up Wakefield Street, Pulteney, North Terrace, and then back down to the Town Hall.
All right, we're so excited that the pageant's going to be back in the streets.
What a beautiful
I don't know whether I'll be lining up at 3 a.m.
There he goes.
Beautiful day.
Thank you to pageant director Brian Gibson. We're so excited. Thanks again.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Everything's going my way.
Beck, Cozzy and Lebo. SAFM.